Hello and welcome to this 8th season of All About Thailand. And may I welcome Thailand?
Sawadee krap.
And of course, the rest of the world. Good morning, and I hope everybody is just fine. Now, the place I want to talk about today is Khon Kaen. And it's the capital of the Khon Kaen province. It's one of the fourth largest cities, actually, in Thailand. And one of the four sort of major cities of Isan. You know, it is a pretty amazing place. So, come on, let's do it. Well, Khon Kaen, how do you actually get there? Do you know, it's I've said this before, and it's easy to get around on the public transport in Thailand. Very, very easy. There are several daily flights from Bangkok. You can use the low-cost airlines, AirAsia, Anuk, which is Anuk is bird, and you can use Lion Air. Flown with Lion Air. I don't remember actually flying with Lion Air. And you know, you could travel for anything between sort of as little as 150 baht. You can go to Khon Kaen by train. It's a good thing about that you've got like the night trains that you can actually use as well, which are really, really good. That's bearing in mind that you're coming from. Coming from Bangkok, but with regards to going back with the air, you could go from Chiang Mai, let's say, or even Hat Yai. You know, you can go, or even go from any of the other airports. Phuket. Even it makes it very, very, very easy to get there, and there are buses to Khon Kaen as well. You know, it's got a new terminal as well, so there are plenty of ways of getting there. You know, it's just amazing, and I just love the transport infrastructure in Thailand, and it works just so well. Well, if I'm sounding a little bit croaky, it's just that I'm just getting over from having a cold. And we're all human, aren't we? And I got a cold, and it's probably due to all the cold weather and rain that we've had recently in the village. So please bear with me. But, you know, Khon Kaen, the things to do. I mean, going back in sort of like history, despite the sort of territory being sort of the modern Khon Kaen under the rule, well, it was originally under the rule of the Khmer Empire for three centuries. But, you know, so that means that, you know, when it comes for things to do, there is an awful lot of, this is what I love about Thailand, there's an awful lot of history and places to visit. You know, you can visit and admire some of the obviously the Buddhist temples, and me and my wife we love going to the temples, so therefore that's one thing. But also it has the Phung Luang National Park. The history of that itself is started in 1976, but it's like a dinosaur museum as well, with dinosaur footprints. Because, like I said, getting back to 1976, there was a team of archaeologists, and they found a dinosaur bone. And then over the next three decades, they were working on it and sorting it out, and you know, and finding more bones, more tracks, and everything about dinosaurs. which was amazing. And you know, one of the highlights of the park and the museum, it's sort of like divided into five different sort of zones, really, sort of fossils and skeletons. But you know, the park is sort of located about 80 kilometers west of Konken, and you can drive on Highway 12 to get there, and admission is probably around about 200 baht. I think it was about 200 baht when we went. But you've got the Dino Water Park as well. As I said, you know, I'm heavily medicated because I'm suffering really bad with this cold, but I do put the podcast out. But you know, there are really an awful lot of places that you can go, just like Nong Wang Temple. People love to visit that, and we really enjoyed it as well. It's, you know, it's really, really beautiful. And you've got the day markets and the night markets, which there are plenty there, and these white sort of Buddhist statues as well. You know, Wat Pai Thama Yuthana. I try to get the pronunciation right. But and then you've got the Prasad Pranao New or whatever. I try. That is a really, really old temple, and that is going way, way back. And you've got the Konken National Museum as well. There are many, many, many places. And, you know, if you don't mind snakes, if you don't mind snakes, honestly, if you don't mind snakes, there is snake charming as well going on. That's one of the things that we got involved with. It's the only time I've ever seen it done. My wife has seen it done a few times. But, you know, the guy's got this massive, great big king cobra. And he sort of tends to have it sort of mesmerized, you know. And it is really quite amazing and sort of like dangerous, I would think, to sort of watch as well. But there's lots of museums, you know, in Konken. It really is just fantastic. So, you know, apart from, you know, everything else, you know, and I tell you what, I am going to talk about the hotels again in the next segment. I'm getting excited. Maybe it's the cold medication. But, yeah, you really, honestly, the hotels in Konken are fantastic. Well, we've reached that time in the show where I would like to welcome all our new listeners to the podcast. Thank you ever so much for listening. And I would like to put out a big thank you as well to all our existing listeners. Now, everything is going from strength to strength now. We are getting even busier with regards to going up on our trip, our planning. There's just so much involved with planning to go up to the northern part of Thailand. Plus, as you can hear, Kung as well, she has caught a bit of a cold. I've got a bit of a cold. And we're still soldiering on and planning to do things. Plus, also as well, what with our trip, we are going to be doing a video podcast, our first video podcast, and this is going to go out on our special edition podcast, which is subscription based. But everything is getting really amazing now. So if at any time, any way that you want to contribute to this show, you are more than welcome. So anyway, let's carry on and talk about the hotels. Well, the standard of the hotels, as we know in Thailand, is really, really good. and the prices for the ones you need to stay and want to stay in Konken are good as well. I'm going to go into Sterling now, and it's normally roughly around about £47 per night, 31, or even you can get hotels at £19 per night. You know, it's really what it is that you fancy. There's a good range of hotels. There's the Nadi Ten Resort and Hotel. That looks absolutely amazing. Now, the one that we stayed in when we were there was the Ratatouille. I can never pronounce it, honestly. Hotel and Resort. And that place was lovely. We had a lovely big room. Even though the bed was like a king-size double bed, it still sort of like dwarfed the actual room itself. Like the room, you know, it seemed quite small. The room was just so big. And that was nice. We had sort of like tea and coffee and chan. And, you know, the location was good. So, you know, that these hotels, you even got the motels as well, where you can just drive in and just have one. The standard of the hotels are brilliant. And there is plenty of hotels in Konken. Plenty of different styles, plenty of different prices and different ranges. You're going to love it. We certainly did. Well, before I start sort of talking about all the sort of restaurants and places like that, I just want to talk about the bars and the nightclubs in Konken. You know, if you walk along the Prata Saman Road, that's where you seem to find most of the bars. That's where we sort of found most of the bars. And the great thing about this is this is something I've noticed, is that they don't just cater for tourists, it caters for the locals as well. And the locals, they are really friendly, and it really is a good night out in the bars. You know, there's one bar that's Boss Time, and that's situated on the road, Satamasaran Road. And that's got like a nice sort of beer garden. Now, we were in there, and, you know, and live bands. You know, they're, Monday, there probably wouldn't be a live band, but they're sort of Friday and Saturday nights, it tends to be. You know, and sort of nightclub. You know, one of the most famous sort of nightclubs is the 99 Vintage. We went there, and there was Rads as well. And there's quite, you know, we really do love live bands. So we made sure that when we went out there, we went out sort of on a Friday and Saturday night if we wanted to be listening to the live bands and everything. But there's the Blue Bar. That's absolutely amazing as well. It's got pool tables, and you can, you know, you can enjoy that, enjoy the games of that. And it's a really good place to relax. And, you know, everything about that, you've got My Bar, You Bar, all these bars, you know, and nightclubs. It's really a question of just getting yourself down there. And, you know, and checking them out, because, you know, we did. We had a wonderful time. We always made sure that we had some food. And there was one particular little restaurant I want to talk about that we really did love in Konken. Well, there are lots and lots and lots of places that you could actually sort of eat in Konken. You know, you've got the Mama Big restaurant. That is an amazing restaurant. They do Thai food and Falang food. And Luon Yen, that's nice. That's the more, as it sounds, it's more on the sort of Chinese side. And but all the restaurants, you know, they do the, like, the American breakfast and things like that. But, you know, we particularly liked the King Kong restaurant and bar, because that was great. There was just something about it, really. You know, we just really enjoyed the dining and the whole experience, really. The food was great. They did like a roast, sort of roast dinner, which is like an old Sunday sort of roast. They done the beef cheeseburgers, and even had an American meatloaf, which is really quite nice, and roast lamb, slow. Oh, I'm making myself hungry, you know. But there was a lot of English food. I got cooked my wife to try a few things out as well, you know. And she really did enjoy it. Well, especially the steak. Yeah, she likes her steak. She really, really did enjoy the steak. So that was a really, really good place to go. And you'll find that find a bar and find a restaurant that that fits you. That's all I can say. And you know, you will be spoilt for choice. Anyway, we're coming up to the end of the podcast now, and I've got a story. And I know how much you love the stories. Well, this story goes back to when we were actually in Khon Ken, and I think it was about probably 6 years ago, and we've gone and seen the snake charmer. We're quite impressed with the old king cobra and everything else like that. But they had snakes that you could hold as well. I don't know how they go about holding snakes, but they give you a snake anyway. And it's not a venomous one, thank God. And Kung, although she doesn't particularly mind snakes, she'll try and avoid them. But, naturally you would do, especially in her line of work. She probably does come across a few snakes, really, when you think about it, with regards to cutting the trees. But then again, I suppose it's sort of late at night. But you never know, you might come across these snakes. When she cuts the trees, it's cutting to get the sap out for the rubber, so it's extracting the latex out of the rubber. So, but honestly, I thought, yeah, let's give it a go, and then passed it over to me, and this snake literally just wrapped around my arm, you know, and it felt as if it was getting sort of like tighter and tighter. And I don't think it was anything like a boa constrictor. I don't know what it was, you know, obviously a safety snake. But yeah, that was like a very, very uncomfortable experience. And you know, Kung was going, no, it's all right. And it's starting to get sort of like tighter and tighter around my arm. And the snake handler sort of like took the snake off of me in the end, and managed to sort of like, I don't know, sort of nudged it on the back of the head and tapped it. And it seemed to sort of just release itself, if you know what I mean. And that was a bit of an unpleasant experience from my... But other people might like that. I've got a friend who loves snakes. So anyway, we're at the end of the podcast now. Thank you ever so much for listening. And don't forget as well, we do have our shop online. All about Thailand, where you can get merchandise from, and also we've got this trip going as well. It's all going to be pretty amazing. So anyway, stay safe. Love you all.